Communications, are there any communications this evening that the staff or members have? Seeing none, that brings us to recognitions, and I believe our finance director, Jody Tao, has a recognition.
Thank you. I'd like to recognize Janet Holton, whom is retiring after over 16 years in the finance department. Before this time, she has also worked in other departments of the city, including Parks and Recreation, Public Works, Police Department as a dispatcher, and for LEPC. Currently, she has been in charge of processing the borough's payroll, banking transactions, accounts receivable, and grant administration. Janet routinely receives praises on her meticulous and thorough grant tracking from the borough's auditors and other granting agencies. She has helped the borough procure millions of dollars for our community. She has also contributed her time to numerous other organizations in town, including the Sons of Norway and sharing the Little Norway Festival. Janet's last day with the borough is this Thursday, February 28th, at which time my department will be having a little send-off for her between 4 and 5 p.m. in the assembly chambers here, and feel free to swing by to wish her well and have a piece of cake. Thanks.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you, Janet Holton, for all your years of service to all the things you've done for our community. Next item on the...
I got one more recognition, Mr. Mayor.
Oh, is there another recognition?
Me.
Sure. Oh, you. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I'm glad.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I would like to recognize the three wonderful teachers at Kinderskog. And for those of you who don't know, that is an after-school program run by, as they are called, Miss Barb, Miss Bridie, and Miss Katie. We are very lucky to have an outdoor education after-school program in this small community. And that was just thought up and created and implemented. And our kids are all the better for it, to spend time after school outside learning and playing and having lots of fun. And so just a recognition to those three highly talented teachers for giving of their time to help out our kids of this community. Thanks, guys.
All right. Thank you for that recognition. Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I'll be absent from the next meeting.
Pardon me?
I'll be absent for the next meeting.
Okay. And you have that. Thank you. Okay. If there's no other recognitions, we'll move on to... the discussion item this evening, which is 19.074, Governor Dunleavy's proposed 2020 budget. Member Stanton Greger requested discussion of the budget. Do you want to lead us off, Member Stanton Greger?
You bet. Thank you, Mr. Mayor. I actually didn't have a whole lot I wanted to discuss with it. I thought you touched on some very important parts in your mayor's report. There's some very concerning things in there, but I don't think it's a time, I don't think panic is appropriate anyway. Now, what I'd like to request, though, is for those listening at home and have kind of heard, you know, different details out of the governor's budget, I really encourage all members of the community to go look at it. Go to the governor's website and see how certain parts of it would impact you, your family, our community, other communities. It's informative, to say the least. I know for myself, I like having all the information in front of me so I can form my opinions accordingly. And there's a lot of things on there that can impact our lives, and most of them not right now in a positive light. So I really want to encourage all members of the community to make yourself a cup of tea, whatever your beverage of choice is, and pour through that and see what you think. That's all.
Member Mickey.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Yeah, and kind of following up on Jay's comments, I think we have real good asset with Ellen Reuschewitz over at the LIO. She's a wealth of knowledge over there, and she can answer all the questions that you have and point you in the right direction to talk to folks and do your public opinion messages and stuff, and she's a great resource to have here.
Yeah, for Member Lynn.
Last week when we were at Alaska Municipal League, the league itself put out and I think there's a copy now on each of your boxes here, of they made an assessment of the impacts on the various municipalities in Alaska. And it'd be worth your while. The numbers that we see here and the numbers that this week are going to be different than the number next week. But take a look at the across the board at the various municipalities in Alaska, and it's worth a few minutes of your time to look at the impacts that it's causing. And a couple of the conversations we had One is that this budget affects every municipality in Alaska, some harder than others. And the best thing we can do is we don't want to pit one municipality against another one. It's very important we don't do that because we're all affected. And so if you look at this, some of them are affected a lot more than others are. And the only other point is it's a moving target. I'll guarantee that what's today and what's tomorrow are going to be different. And so we have to keep our eye on it and just keep plugging down the road.
Yeah, and I agree. And I'm sure this could be found at the Alaska Municipal League website, but is there any way we could put this on our borough website? I mean, at least just the top 25 communities?
We can do that. Actually, I emailed this to all the assembly this morning. Mm-hmm. We've got hard copies of it available. We can make hard copies available to the public as well as we can put it on the website. So right. Not a problem with that.
And just to look at this, top 25 communities might give community members a perspective of how drastic the proposed budget from the governor is.
One heads up, that list is, hard dollar cuts. As an example, it doesn't include, not only does raw fish tax go away in this budget, but the entire harbor facility grant program is deleted. So it doesn't show a lot of the what I call indirect expenses. The ferry's not on here. It doesn't show, mm-hmm. As a direct cut. So from that perspective, you got to look, their whole presentation does a pretty good job of highlighting some of those things. So we'll put the whole thing out there, and again, we'll make it available for anybody who wants to look at
Perfect.
It.
Perfect. And like Member Stan Greger mentioned earlier in our discussion about the budget a little bit ago, encouraging people to look into it and pay attention. And when we have a town hall meeting, which we will, when we get more information, come and give your story on how it personally affects you, your family, or however. And we'll put that, try to summarize it in a one-page thing. That's what the senator asked for, and then send it to the governor's office or representatives and see where it ends up. Taylor?
So just, you had said that he's supporting fishing, oil, and mining. Those were his three?
Three of the industries, yeah, and it's probably not all of them, but he's, there's...
So he supports the fishing industry by removing all of its funding for harbors?
You'd have to. It's confusing. You're right. So, I'm just going off my notes, what I wrote down.
Right.
Yeah,
okay.
So if you watched any of the finance meetings when his OMB director, Donna Arduin, was asked questions by Senator Michicki and Senator Wilikowski, Michicki in particular, if there were... You say this creates no new taxes, maybe not any new state taxes, but it's going to create new taxes that have to be implemented by municipalities. So it's a burden shift from state government. And her response was, well, it's not my job to, manage the school budget. It's not my job to manage the university's budget or our municipality's budget. So that's what we're dealing with this OMB director that the governor has hired, putting in that place.
It's another example. One of the things this budget does is it kills the school bond reimbursement program.
Yeah.
For everybody here who owns a home in Petersburg, that just raises your taxes by 1.7 mils. I think Jody did the numbers for me.
In Service Area 1,
yeah. So, yeah. That's the kind of stuff that's built into the budget at this time. Again, it's a proposed budget. We'll see what stays in it throughout the process. But if you like cuts, there's something for everybody in this budget. Sure.
And there's another example, talk about the raw fish tax going away, which was $877,000 to the municipality last year, which $200,000 goes to the general fund. The balance goes to the harbors. The manager asked for the harbor master to come up with a number. How much would you have to raise mortgage to cover that? It was 50%.
Jeez.
So I hope people are listening. Member Mucci?
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. So in anybody's discussion up in Juneau, was there word that this is going to be a one-time budget proposal, or is this just the first of the next 4 years that we're looking at?
No, there was no discussion about that. There was discussion, you know, among mayors and assembly members that this is too much, too fast. I think you could say one thing, and I use the term encouraging. I know that sounds really odd in this situation, but if you sat in the room at AML and you watched every community there really pissed off. So Anchorage, Matsu, Wasilla, Petersburg, I mean, so it is, if the job was to make everybody mad, this budget is 100% hit the ball, you know, out of the park. As the mayor mentioned, the governor did not address AML. He was did not come down. That is a break from tradition. He sent a very long-term employee that has more guts than I probably do to come down and face the music, and he faced a lot of music. He picked a lot of really difficult questions, many of which he didn't have answers to. But it sounds like this governor is interested in one thing only, which is a balanced budget with no new sources of income whatsoever. And that's how he's headed. So we'll see what happens in the long run. I don't know that the legislature feels quite the same way, but I think the governor's office has made it pretty clear what they're interested in. Whether that continues in future years, it never came up.
Member Lynn?
You made finally the point. One of the points I was going to make is that any new revenue sources from all the people we heard from the governor's office were off the table. He would not consider new revenue sources until these other changes took place. And quite a number of the folks brought up the fact that all you're doing is shifting the burden from the state to the municipalities. But the answer was, that's the way it is. Go ahead.
Member Mucci.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Not to beat a dead horse here, but you know what it does is it takes... We can't take care of our own house. We can't budget stuff here. We're just going to play catch-up with whatever he throws our way, and, it puts us at a severe disadvantage.
Yeah, it's another one of the it's just, like you said, beating a dead horse. I had lost my train of thought there. But, yeah, it's like Member Lynn said, Ben Stevens made the comment that, you know, it's municipalities have been living on the gravy train for too long. I mean, so that's the kind of attitude that the governor's people are conveying to the public. And without him coming and standing up for what he's presenting, it was kind of unbelievable. So we'll just have to deal with it as it comes to us. So any other discussion? If not, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. I believe that.
So move.
All those in favor say aye.
Aye.